This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. To the list of companies crediting the new tax law for prompting them to make strategic business decisions, we can now add a certain device maker from Cupertino, California. Apple said today it is going to make, and this is a quote, a $350 billion contribution to the American economy over the next 5 years, bringing back overseas profits, a bunch of new jobs as well. We got Molly Wood, the host of Marketplace Tech, live on the phone to make me smart on this whole thing. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
So what is, to your mind, the biggest part of this announcement from Apple today?
You know, I am focusing on a minor detail, maybe, or a tiny detail in this story. What I think is very interesting is that Apple is, among all of the other things it said it's doing, building a new campus here, bringing 20,000 jobs, quintupling its investment in something called the Advanced Manufacturing Fund. This is a fund that Apple created in 2017, just in May. It invests in domestic manufacturers. It started this fund with $1 billion, which at the time a lot of people said was, you know, a drop in the bucket, a marketing stunt, a way to sort of curry favor with the administration because Apple wasn't doing a lot of manufacturing here in the U.S. But now you have Apple saying, look, we're putting $5 billion into this fund and we're going to try to create domestic jobs outside of Apple's own campuses, which I think is kind of interesting.
And it is exactly what the president has been talking about vis-a-vis Apple, which is you make all this stuff overseas. Why don't you you remember he said, let's get them to make an iPhone in the States. That is, maybe they won't do that, but that's what this is all about.
Yeah, and I should be clear, that is still a very far cry from moving all the manufacturing to the United States. And I don't think we need to let Apple 100% off the hook for stashing 94% of its cash overseas for all of this time to avoid paying taxes. But that $5 billion into this fund is a significant amount of money.
Yeah. So the company is going to be, just to follow up on what you said, the company is going to bring back plus or minus $250 billion of overseas profits that it's had over there for a very long time. It's going to be 15.5%, contribute $40 billion to the treasury in taxes, and yet still wind up with a pile of money that it can invest in these 20,000 new jobs.
Yeah, well, and also I think we should say in potential acquisitions, I think it's a good time to start looking around at who Apple is going to buy. And that has been, you know, that's been something that I think shareholders have wondered for a long time. Stock buybacks are almost certain to be part of this. Yeah. But is this the moment where Apple comes back to the U.S. and buys Tesla? You know, says,
ooh,
look, we're
really?
We're done. It's certainly a possibility. People have speculated. It's a quick way to get into the car game, which is something that Apple's been looking at for a long time. I just think you might see some other big moves start to happen as a result of this giant influx into the old bank account.
We should call Elon Musk, see what he says. Molly Wood, the host of Marketplace Tech Live with us, explaining the big news today from Apple. Molly, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.